Who the world's calling me at this hour? Stan Grizzly speaking.
Sorry if I woke you, but this is Harvey's Bar and Grill calling. I hate to impose, but a friend of yours needs a ride home. He's in no shape to drive himself.
Friend? You got the wrong number. I don't have no friends.
Do you know Birch Draper?
Birch? Yeah, I do. Is he all right?
He's in no shape to drive. Could you come take him home?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I owe it to him. I'll get there as soon as I can. Just make sure he doesn't go anywhere. Birch? Birch, come on, let's get you home.
Leave me alone.
Birch, it's Stan. Now come on, it's closing time.
I said leave me... Stan? What are you doing here?
I'm taking you home. Now come on, get up. You can't sleep here.
I just want to die.
Don't talk like that, Birch. Now come on, let's get you somewhere where you can sober up. I managed to get him to stagger out the door. But when that cool night air hit him, he completely lost it. Birch, give me your keys. I'm driving.
How did you get here?
Called Uber. Now give me the keys.
Stan, why do we even bother?
Well, can't it wait until I get you to my place? I don't want your family to see you like this.
Family? That's a laugh. I'm never going to have a family. I'm just a monster.
Now you stop that talk right now, Birch. We ain't playing that game tonight. You are no monster.
Yes, I am. Everyone keeps telling me so.
No, they don't. You keep telling yourself that. Hang on, let me get you inside. Come on, Birch. You can drown in your misery on the sofa.
Just kill me, Stan.
Just shut up, Birch. You'll feel better soon. I managed to get him back in the house and shoved him into the shower with the cold water on full blast. Then I started a pot of coffee, went back out to lock the car, and came back in to check on him.
Turn it off.
You sober enough to drink some coffee?
Yes, just turn it off.
Here, dry yourself off and put this on.
What time is it?
Too late for you and too early for me. Now come on, I put some milk in the coffee to settle your stomach.
Jeez, that's hot!
Of course it's hot. It's coffee. Now drink up. It'll help.
Stan, why do you bother?
Well, because you bothered.
I'm not worth it, Stan.
The hell you ain't, Birch. You saved my life. You literally called me back from the dead. I am not abandoning you now. Now, please, can you just tell me what happened?
Yeah, see, I was playing at that place.
Harvey's? You mean tonight?
No, more like 3 weeks ago, and there was this girl. She started coming every night.
Birch poured obviously out the whole story to me, every last detail. Nearly broke up a couple times. He even showed me the letter.
I can't do anything right, Stan!
Okay, enough of that talk. Now you listen to me, Birch, and you listen good. You did just about everything right when it came to me, at least after you left the band. It was absolutely the right decision to shun me. Because that woke me up to the severity of my problem. But despite all that, you still kept your head about yourself. So when the time came and I needed you, you were there. And you've been there ever since. I'll be damned if I'm going to let you stay in this state because you made one misstep. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. But you don't know what it's like to almost live a normal life and get it snatched away from you.
Yes, I do. I do know what it's like.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's one of those memories that only now I've been able to put back together. I was working as a backup guitarist for someone when this girl asked for my autograph. I mean, she didn't know me from Adam, but she said she couldn't take her eyes off me the whole concert. So the next night, I invited her out to dinner, and, well, we had a great time. And I asked her backstage after the evening show. Once that dressing room door closed, though, I blacked out. Well, at least, I blacked out, because, well, you know who took over. I mean, it was only a couple days ago I remember this thing. He asked her to dress up in some kid's clothing and call herself Jimmy. I don't remember much past that, except that she called the police. And by the time they got there, Grizzly destroyed the evidence and pulled back, leaving me to deal with the cops. Well, they didn't find anything, of course, and I had no memory of what happened, so they couldn't arrest me. I never saw that lady again. Completely devastated me.
My God. Thank you for trusting me with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't even told Nathan about this one yet.
Yeah. Nathan. I should have listened to him.
Yeah, maybe. But you and I both know how stubborn we can be.
You got that right. I let my heart run away with my head.
And that's something we both know about. Look, Birch, I really should have waited until you're more sober, but... Well, let's face it, we need each other. I mean, who else can understand our problems and accept us in spite of that?
Nathan?
Well, yeah, but Nathan ain't there all the time. You are. Look, I gotta find a new place anyway. I could use the help.
A new place? What's wrong with this one?
Well, too close to a park, they said. Besides, I got a notice last week that the property was sold and they'll be tearing the place down in a couple months. Gonna put up some high-priced condos.
I need to find a new place myself.
Well, why? They ain't kicking you out, are they?
No, but it's getting crowded there. Maybe we should just find our own place.
We? You reading my mind?
Have for some time. We're too much alike. Star was right.
You lost me on that.
Never mind. He didn't mean it that way anyway. But it would solve a lot of problems. Oh, by the way, Les wanted to see if you'd be interested in recording for him.
No thanks. Kind of given up on a solo career. Didn't work for Peter Yarrow.
Yeah, that's what I told him. But your money isn't going to last forever.
Well, I am writing a book. I figured it was a story that needed to be told, and I got a publisher interested already.
A book? About your music experience?
No, not that. Its working title is The Man Who Was a Monster.
You're kidding.
Well, I'd publish it under an alias, of course, but I know a lot of people are going to figure it out. At least that way they won't be hounding me at first. And even Nathan approves of the idea.
He did?
Yeah, said it could help me organize my thoughts and put them back in the proper place again. I mean, even if the book never gets published, it'll be beneficial for me at least, so I'm writing it.
Well, if Nathan says it's good, I'm not going to say different. Made that mistake.
Don't beat yourself up, Birch. It's over. That's what Nathan tells me.
Yeah, you're not the only one saying that.
But you are serious about the housemates thing?
Yeah, if you can put up with me.
Put up with you? Birch, we're in this together whether we like it or not. I mean, I know we ain't blood related, but we're still brothers. As much as any two people can be.
We're ramblers in the wilderness, and we can't find what we need. We get a little restless from the searching, get a little worn down in between. Like a bull chasing the matador, is the man left to his own schemes? Everybody needs someone beside him, shining like a lighthouse across the sea. Brother, let me be your shelter. I'll never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. I'll be the one to light your way, bring you home. Face down in the desert now, there's a cage locked around my heart. I found a way to drop the keys where my failures were, but now my hands can't reach that far. Well, I ain't made for a rivalry. I could never take this world alone. I know that in my weakness I'm made strong, but it's your love that guides me home. Brother, let me be your shelter. I'll never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're alone. Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. I'll be the one to light your way for your home. And when you call and you need me near, saying, where did you go? Brother, I'm right here. And on those days when the sky begins to fall, you're the blood of my blood, and we can get through it all. Oh, brother, let me be your shelter. I'll never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. I'll be the one to light your way, gonna bring you home. Brother, let me be your shelter. I'll never leave you all alone. I can be the one you call when you're low. Brother, let me be your fortress when the night winds are driving on. I'll be the one to light your way, bring you home. Be the one to light your way, gonna bring you home.